This is Radio Superior 1933, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from 1933. This is a true story of our past, so step back with us to another time and hear this recreation of radio as it may have sounded in 1933. We bring you now to the KUWS radio studios at the Superior State Teachers College and the Martin and McKenna Show.
Welcome, friends, to Station KUWS, the voice from the head of the lakes. It's Friday, April 7th, 1933, the day legal beer went on sale. This is your announcer, Jack McKenna, speaking. Harriet Farig will be in with what's playing at the movies. And, of course, Lou Martin with the Bingham Hardware 5 o'clock news. Bingham Hardware's been serving you since 1888, with flat wall paint for $1.98 a gallon. Good evening, Lou. Looks like we should be rehearsing old beer songs, eh?
That would mean singing, which is nice if it's on key. We'll see. Good evening, listeners. Beer is back, and all is well. The first beer truck rolled across the interstate bridge to Superior just after midnight. The load from Duluth's Fitker's Brewery was the scene of some commotion when it pulled into the warehouse in Superior. Not surprisingly, our reporter, Mike Simonson, was on the scene.
It was a long night, Lou and good listeners. Once 3.2% beer became legal at the stroke of midnight, demand was immediate. The first consignment had 200 kegs and 1,500 cases of beer, and Fitker's Brewery workers couldn't unload it fast enough. Third Street was lined for blocks with Model T's and Model A's, cars everywhere, as people hoped to satisfy a 14-year thirst for the foamy, cold, delicious, satisfying, tasty, delicious.
You already said delicious.
All right, sorry. Like I say, it was a long night. It was toughest for warehouse manager Ismail Osell and Richard Beerhalter. That's a great name for a beer warehouse manager. Mr. Osell and Mr. Beerhalter did the best they could with eight other workers, but they couldn't unload the trucks fast enough to quench the thirsts of the long lines of men waiting for their first legal brew since 1920. For the record, Rick's Pickwick Grill received the first keg in Superior, the Ritz Cafe the second, and the Saratoga Cafe the third keg. Rick's Pickwick was so full, when the first kegs arrived, not another man could enter. Manager Roger Richter had four men pouring beer at the same time, but couldn't keep up with the demand. They went through six kegs during the night. Demand was so heavy, Lou, that only partial orders could be filled. Bertheum Brothers ordered 100 cases of beer, but were given only 15 for their grocery stores. A second convoy of trucks rumbled into town at 6:30 this morning. The oft-heard question among people was, have you had your beer this morning? Many having a beer with breakfast.
How much are they charging for a glass of beer and a bottle of beer?
Notice how innocently Lou asked that question.
He really might not know.
That's right. That would mean he'd have to spring for around...
You insinuate that I don't pick up the tab?
The price was going for a dime for a 10-ounce glass of keg beer and 15 cents for a bottle of beer. One tavern owner was even selling an 8-ounce glass of beer for a nickel. In all, it was a great night for old saloon keepers. 130 places are selling beer, but it's doubtful all will be awarded licenses from the city in the coming days. One old-timer told me that many taverns have operated on blind pig licenses during Prohibition. He hopes to get a license and sell beer legally. He says the bootleg stuff is all washed up now, but like many others like him, he's hoping to go straight. Bartending is all many of these old-timers know, Lou.
So it looks like the end of the speakeasy. Thanks, a thorough job as always, KUWS radio newsman Mike Simonson, covering a historic event, the return of legal beer. Several police officers were on hand at the Fitker warehouse to maintain order. Police report no arrests or complaints the entire night. Many were out celebrating, but they kept it all orderly. Crowds were big in Milwaukee as breweries there sent orders out by truck and train to all quarters of the continent. But police there, too, report no problems. Schlitz beer treasurer Saul Adams says that's because the beer strength is at 3.2%, so people don't get intoxicated. In Ashland, beer first arrived from Fitker's in Duluth. Most of it was bottled, but some keg beer was available. Ashland, Bashfield, Washburn all received their beer. The supply was gone in just a few hours. Ashland residents did get some beer from Milwaukee this morning as well. Shipments are also expected from La Crosse today. Ashland is building its own brewery, but it won't be finished until July. Governor Al Schwendeman hailed the arrival of legal beer as great for the state's economy. He also believes this will mean an increase in the consumption of cheese nationwide.
Well, what's beer without cheese curds, eh, Lou?
And President Roosevelt was the benefactor of several shipments of beer from breweries all over the country, including from Milwaukee. Two cases of beer were flown in the airplane called the Spirit of 3.2. It arrived this morning at the White House. And now, Jack, the news about the return of beer. Have you a message from Bingham Hardware for us?
Oh, yeah, and a good head on that one, too. Hardware. Oh, yeah, the lowest in 45 years. Just listen to these prices, folks. From Bingham Hardware Company at 1109 Tower Avenue. Roofing per roll, 115 square feet, 69 cents. Wow. Roofing per roll, 115 square feet, red and green, 169. Old painters' house paints, a gallon, $1.65. Galvanized tubs, number two size, that's the large size, 49 cents. 10 and 12 quart galvanized pails, 15 cents apiece. Buy your Sherwin-Williams paint there. Yeah, at Bingham Hardware. Why not? Why not? In business here since 1888, one of Superior's oldest firms. Bingham Hardware Company, Tower Avenue in Superior.
The attorney for the Scottsboro Nine says a witness against his client has admitted the Negroes did not attack her and a friend. The attorney, Samuel Leibowitz, expressed elation at the fact that Ruby Bates recanted her story and believes this will allow his nine clients facing the Alabama electric chair a chance for freedom after 2 years in prison. Miss Bates not only denied the Negroes didn't attack her, but also says they didn't harm her friend Victoria Price the night of March 23, 1931. The State Department has invited German Chancellor Adolf Hitler and Italian Premier Benito Mussolini to an economic conference in Washington, D.C. If they accept, it would be the first time that either of them would visit the United States. Hitler is picking the leaders of several German states. Most notably, he has appointed Captain Hermann Goering and not Vice Chancellor Franz von Papen as Premier of Prussia. Hitler's assuming dictatorial powers over all of Germany now that the Republican government has become extinct. Finally, Chancellor Hitler has put the final cost of Germany's rebirth at 330 people slain, 40,000 wounded, and 100,000 displaced from their commercial lives. Hitler also told newspaper men reporting on his speech that until now the German press has marched behind his revolution, but from now on it'll be lockstep with the government. Quoting Hitler, "No government can destroy a press which prints the truth." Two last notes from Tuesday's election. County school superintendents were chosen by voters in some of the most hotly contested races. In Bayfield County, Miss Elsie Miller lost to Mrs. Lois Nimick. Ashland County School Superintendent is L.A. Simnick of Mellon, who narrowly defeated incumbent Richard Taggart. Miss Lucy Leonard of Shell Lake is the new Washburn County School Superintendent, leading Earl Clanton of Minot. The only race not contested is Miss Vera Renstrand. She's been superintendent of Douglas County Schools since 1919. Has been reelected to another four-year term unopposed.
Yes, indeed. A wise politician knows better than to run against Miss Renstrand.
You know, she's always been an advocate for educating children, and she keeps them in school until they get their high school diploma. She has said many times that someday everyone's going to need their high school diploma to get a good job. And that's the news, Jack.
And that's Lou with the news, folks. So, do we know any beer songs, Lou?
None that can be sung over the radio airways. I'd say that we could go to Germany and pick up a few numbers, but things seem kind of scary over there right now.
Yes, and I don't think Herr Hitler drinks beer even. I don't trust that guy. Any guy that doesn't drink beer can't be trusted. We'll figure something out, Lou. Let's check our forecast for this April the 7th, 1933, from the United States Weather Bureau. Not much change for early spring. A moderate easterly wind and a low tonight of 26 degrees with some rain or snow. Tomorrow's high, about 33, also with rain. Let's dry off to some snappy sounds. So gather around the old Philco, friends. Here's Gus Arnheim, Just One More Chance, on the Martin and McKenna Show on station KUWS.
Just one more chance to prove it's you alone I care for. Each night I say a little prayer for. Just one more chance. Just one more night to taste the kisses that enchant me. I'd want no others if you'd grant me just one more chance. I've learned the meaning of repentance. Now you're the jury at my trial. I know that I should serve my sentence. Still I'm hoping all the while you'll give me just one more word. I said that I was glad to start out, but now I'm back to cry my heart out for just one more chance.
Yes, sir. The bub-bub-bub song, the friendly sounds of Gus Arnheim. And one more chance, right here on station KUWS. Now, if your toes are inclined, here's a couple of good places to kick 'em up tomorrow night. The Saturday Night Dance at Woodman Hall in Eloise. Music by the Serenaders, and it only costs 15 cents admission. The Oakland Town Hall has a dance tomorrow night, too. Roy Essen's five-piece orchestra performs. And the roads are good out to Oakland. As beer is now legal, local businesses are picking up the slack. The old Cudahy Packing Company plant is now B&S Beverage Company at 811 Tower Avenue. The B&S has good old Blatz beer, the old Heidelberg beer, fully aged and shipped from Blatz Brewing Company in Milwaukee. Just ask the operator to phone Broad, 1-800-390 and order at once. Blatt's Old Heidelberg Beer. Now, on with the music.
Excuse me, sir.
Who said that?
I said it, mister.
There it goes again. Boy, my sixth grade teacher is right. I'm finally cracking up.
I'm down here, mister. I want Uncle Bob. Where can I find Uncle Bob?
There's a little girl in here.
I'm Wheeler Terrell. I go to Blaine School. You look a lot like Uncle Bob, but you're not wearing that silly hat. And you don't sound silly like Uncle Bob.
Silly? I always thought Uncle Bob sounded kind of distinguished.
He sounds silly when he talks like this.
Yeah, well, that's silly, all right. Look, Wheeler, it's nice that you visit and all, but you shouldn't be in here now. I've got to play a song.
But Uncle Bob said I could hear me on the radio. I want to hear me on the radio.
Now, wait a minute. I've got to play some music here. Where's Lou or W.C. Fields when you need him?
My mommy heard me on the radio, and my brother Tommy heard me, and my friend Peggy heard me, and my teacher Miss Drake heard me, and handsome Billy Peterson heard me, and that bad boy down the street Harley heard me and made fun of me and pulled me my pigtails because he heard me, and I want to hear me on the radio.
On with the music, friends. Yes, here's when I take my sugar to tea on station KUWS.
Just a little Jackie Horner.
And I met my sugar cane. A gang of mine has been revealing that they're feeling sore.
I left the lamplight on that old corner.
Saw the moon in Lover's Lane. I'm doing things I never did before.
When I take my sugar to tea, all the boys are jealous of me. 'Cause I never take her where the gang goes when I take my sugar duty. I'm a rowdy, dowdy, that's me. She's a high hat, baby, that's she. So I never take her where the gang goes when I take my sugar duty. Every Sunday afternoon, we forget about our cares, rubbing elbows at the wrist with those millionaires. When I take my sugar to tea, I'm as rich there as I can be, 'cause I never take her where the gang goes when I take my sugar to tea.
Sugar to tea. Hey, that was the Boswell sisters. You've heard of Connie. She does the solos once in a while. Do you want another bite of my sandwich, Wheeler?
It's okay if I hold my nose and close my eyes.
Jack, you're not feeding that little girl some of your lunch, are you?
Oh, there you are, Lou. Thank goodness. There's this little girl here, and she wants to hear herself on the radio, and she won't stop talking. And now she's eating my lunch.
It's funny tasting and it smells, too. So I plug my nose when I take a bite.
What in heaven's name are you feeding that child?
Well, this is perfectly good sardines and mustard with Limburger cheese, just a dash of that, and pickles and onions.
I'm not feeling very good.
She's turning kind of spotty, Lou. Greenish spots at that, I think. You got a camera handy?
Jack, I think I'll call her mother. Wheeler, dear, what's your telephone number?
It's Brad 624. I just want to hear myself on the radio. Uncle Bob said I could.
Well, I think we can solve that problem and get you a ride home before the Limburger really hits its mark. Hello? Hello, Mrs. Terrell? Wheeler's mom? This is Lou Martin at the radio station. Yes? KUWS. Yes. Well, thank you, Mrs. Terrell. Yes, it's my natural color. Red runs in the family.
I don't know what it is about newsmen and women, especially red-haired newsmen.
Mrs. Terrell, I have an idea. We're going to put you on the air. Is that all right? Ready, Jack?
I'm following your lead, old buddy. How you doing, Wheeler?
Can I have another bite?
Don't even think of it, Jack. Mrs. Terrell, are you there?
I'm still here, Mr. Martin. Why are you calling me?
Turn on your radio, Mrs. Terrell, and you'll find out.
My radio is on now, Mr. Martin. It's echoing, though.
And now, Jack, the coup de grace. Wheeler, say hello to your mommy, and you'll hear yourself on the radio.
Mommy? Is that you, Mommy?
Wheeler, what are you doing there? Are you bothering those men?
Just eating my sandwich.
Very nice. I know a new word.
Oh, no.
What if she was in the engineer's booth and overheard Joe Gardonio at work?
It's Limburger! Hey, I can hear myself on the radio. I sound funny.
We all do, Wheeler. You get used to that.
Now, Wheeler, you come home right now. I'm worried about you. Did you actually eat Limburger cheese?
Yes, Mommy. I held my nose and closed my eyes, just like Mr. Jack told me to.
Well, young lady, you just get home right now and don't talk to Mr. Jack anymore. Just run as fast as you can.
Bye-bye, Uncle Jack and Mr. Red Hair.
Mrs. Terrell hung up. She sounds pretty unhappy, Jack.
Well, you'd think I poisoned the kid or something. Jeez. But she's gone, so good work, old buddy. Now let's hear some more music and then bring in Harriet. This is Paul Whiteman and Get Out and Get Under the Moon on the Martin and McKenna Show on KUWS.
Sweeties are low, give me a night in June.
All you
gotta do any old night when you're feeling out of tune. Pick up your hat, close up your flap, get out and get under the moon.
The fine music of Paul Whiteman, Get Out and Get Under the Moon, from Station KUWS.
I'd like to welcome the lovely Harriet Farig with a look at what's playing in the movies. I've never said this before, but you don't look so hot, Harriet.
Poor little girl was ill all over the bottom of the steps. What a mess. Goodness sakes, Lewis. Poor little thing. Her mother got there in time. The little thing said she felt better, though.
Then it's a miracle. Poor little girl.
I know Jack's responsible, although he probably didn't mean whatever he ended up doing.
He never does.
What?
And that brings me to the story of Little Orphan Annie. It's playing at the Capitol Theater this weekend, the first time to the silver screen. Little Orphan Annie is the girl with 10 million homes, but still an orphan, created by poet James Whitcomb Riley half a century ago, around 1880. In 1924, just 9 years ago, she became a comic strip in the New York Daily News. And in 1930, the red-headed pauper without pupils hit the radio airwaves in her own serial originating at WGN in Chicago. And now, cameras and microphones from RKO Radio Pictures have made a talking moving picture starring Mitzi Green in the title role, with a cast of Buster Phelps, Edgar Kennedy, and Mae Robeson. Boys and girls and moms and dads everywhere will enjoy seeing for the first time Little Orphan Annie in real life on the big screen.
Sounds like fun, Harriet.
Thanks, Harriet. I guess our goal of finding some beer songs to welcome in legal beer is just going to have to wait.
Probably for the best, Jack. There are some things our beloved and patient radio audience shouldn't have to endure.
I know some beer songs. I have them right here from last night.
Last night?
Harriet, out yodeling beer songs?
There's a little of the Kaiser in Farig, you know. Nothing wrong with a non-intoxicating glass of 3.2 suds.
Suds?
Poor Lewis. Women have been doing things men do for a lot longer than men realize. I have copies of the songs right here. Here you go, Jack. Lewis.
Jack.
And if you there in Radio Land want to join in, we can have a regular sing-along.
I'm in. Is this stuff that we're singing? Is this the stuff we're singing at Rick's?
Jack and Lewis, just follow our lead.
Well, I'll say goodbye now. We'll be back same time, same place, if the good Lord willing and Mrs. Terrell's willing, too. And the WCTU doesn't close us down.
A one and a two, and it's all for me grog. Me jolly, jolly grog. All gone for beer and tobacco. Spend all me tin down on first rate chicken gin. And across the western ocean we must wander.
Strike the bells, second mate. Let us go below. Look well to windward, you can see it's going to blow. Look at it, your glass, you can see that it has fell. And we wish that you would hurry up and strike the bell.
Radio Superior 1933, a weekly production presented by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson with research by Sarah Dorman. Harriet Farig is played by Jennifer Simonson. All events reported on Radio Superior 1933 are actual accounts from the editions of the Superior Evening Telegram. Your comments are welcome at 394-8530 or write us at KUWS Radio, UW Superior, Superior, Wisconsin 54880. Join us next week at this time for more Radio Superior 1933. This is your announcer, Tony Jasmine, speaking. Good night.